This is your girl, Sana Star, coming to you with another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman, the official podcast of the Easy Breezy Life Community. Before I jump into today's topic, if this is your first time joining us, the Easy Breezy Life is a community of strong-willed women who understand that it can be so challenging to manage faith, family, life, and pursue our goals. Well, here at the Easy Breezy Life, you're going to find a community of like-minded women who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. It's also important that I let you know that everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. Because we believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, we want you to seek out professional help in every way, shape, or form that you might need it. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with this week's episode. Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Sada Star. Welcome to another week here at the Easy Breezy Life. Today, I want to talk to you about the Beautiful In Charge and Wealthy online virtual seminar that I am participating with over 15 other experts in the area of beauty, being bossed up, and building wealth. One of the things that I'll be talking about on this journey is redefining wealth for ourselves. You know, I've recently been rereading the book of Ecclesiastes, which if you have purchased the Easy Breezy Prayer Journal and Planner, you know that I anchor that planner in the scripture that talks about that there is a time and season for all things. And so for me, I am looking forward to sharing about my journey on a new happy. Meaning, having gone through a tremendous amount of trauma in the past 10 years, really, y'all. I mean, it's like I married my husband and just life started happening in ways that I couldn't begin to explain in the time slot that we have allotted for this podcast. But rather than looking at those experiences as things that chipped away from me, choosing to take them on as lessons, as part of life's journey, and finding a new happy. And what does a new happy mean, right? A new happy does not mean going back to my life in my 20s when I lived in a gated community of townhomes and had my fully loaded vehicle and did what I wanted to do with my money and my time. And knowing that, yes, while I'm glad I enjoyed my experience in being single and loving myself and learning who I was and enjoying my time alone and enjoying my silence, also acknowledging and accepting that my life will never be that again. Right. Sometimes when we're moms or wives, and if you're like me, you have the child with complex needs or you're a caregiver for anybody, we reminisce or want to look back on the times when life was simpler. There are moments that I feel that adulting is just not what I bargained for. Can you take me back to college? Can you take me back to grad school? Just take me back anywhere. And the truth of the matter is that no matter how much we want to wish that we go back in time, we can't. And so at some point we have to accept our experiences, in some way accept that they've taken something from us, but also accept that if we want to, those experiences can become wisdom, wisdom that we use to live better lives for ourselves, to make better decisions. But more importantly, like we do here on the Easy Breezy Life, wisdom that we can use to be a blessing to other women in our community. And it's something that I try to role model and I encourage our contributors to do and to say, if you hide behind your experiences and pain, no one gets to learn and grow from them. And while it certainly takes a certain amount of self-esteem and vulnerability to come out the way that I do. I don't expect everybody to do what I do. It does give you a sense of power over that experience as opposed to allowing that experience to overpower you. And so I want to encourage you to join myself and Becky Zeppelis as well as 15 other experts online. I'm going to put the link to register in our episode notes. I've had an opportunity to look into the amazing panel of men and women who will be speaking at this virtual summit. And for me, what I love about being a speaker is that every time I go out, I get to learn from everybody who is a speaker at that environment. We all have something to offer. And when you walk into an environment with a willingness to learn and evolve and just an openness, you can gain a lot of nuggets that helps make sense of your experiences, but also helps you make better decisions for the future. So very excited to be a part of it. Encourage you to sign up and just tap in. It's completely free, right? So you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it, it ain't for you. But if you get something from it, then you're blessed. And I want you to share it with somebody else. The other thing that I want to talk about today is really this idea of redefining wealth. My husband and I are in business together. We run a household together. We are both, I guess, considered middle class because we are six-figure earners. I get that. It doesn't always feel like that on the ground because we're also first-gen college students, have student loans that we're paying off. So our journey into establishing wealth that can turn into intergenerational wealth looks a little bit different than maybe someone whose parents paid for their college education and gave them money towards their first down payment for a home. We really had to build in a different way. And today, you know, I'm grateful we made some tough choices early on to maybe not live in the best neighborhood, right? To buy a multi-unit instead of a single family home, because it gave us the foundation, thanks to the leading of my husband, and the cushion to survive difficult times that can take anybody out, right? And so I'm grateful for God's mercy in that, in those arenas. I'm grateful for the sacrifices and the decisions we made early on in our marriage that has put us in a position to take different kinds of risks in growing wealth. This being said, I'm becoming more and more aware that wealth is not just money. When God talks about the abundant life, when Jesus talks about the abundant life, it really is your entire wellness wheel, which is why we really base the Easy Breezy Life on the wellness wheel that talks about social, emotional, relational, mental, occupational, environmental wellness, amongst other things. Because if you have money, but you don't have any of those other things, you'll find that it's not enough. But if you have, let's say, joy and you're always in poverty and you're scraping, trying to figure out how to get from one week to the next, you won't necessarily feel happy there either. And so the idea of redefining wealth is, can we have a more balanced view of what wealth is? Let it not be out of whack the way we place value on different parts of our wellness to say that we have wealth, right? Well and wealth, they're connected. And so I want you to check out this podcast that I've been listening to by a woman named Patricia Washington, and she talks about redefining wealth and really talking about how early on in her journey she was all about money, and how God had to kind of get her in order and tell her to seek wisdom, that wealth looked differently. And now you'll see that today, while she does have money, she also has wealth in different arenas in life, and she's enjoying a healthy life relationally and personally because she made some decisions about not allowing money to be the way that she determined her worth and the quality of her life alone. Okay, so I'm going to put that in the episode notes as well. Going to keep it nice and short today. I love you. God bless you. And I'll see you next week for another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman.